And joining us now from NFL Network, the fine analyst and a great friend, Mike Mayock. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic. How you doing, man?
Doing well. All right, so you got the call for Thursday night's game and want to start with your impressions of this Browns team. Yeah, they come into it at 0-3, Mike, and after their Cincinnati game, and I'm sure you saw this too, there was thought that, okay, the offense, this is what it can be with the young people, with Brandon Whedon having a career, Browns career rookie record game, and then Trent Richardson running as well as he did. And then it all just sort of seemed the wheels came off once again against Buffalo a week later.
Yeah, I think you're asking an awful lot for a team that young to be consistent offensively. And I watched the Buffalo tape yesterday, and you're talking about a rookie quarterback, a rookie tailback, a rookie right tackle, two rookie receivers with significant playing time. I just don't know how you sit there and say, hey, we're going to put 27 a week up on the board. Right. It's not going to happen. And there are going to be some exciting plays and some positive things when you play that many rookies, but there are going to be just as many negative things. And I think all you can hope for is if you commit to that number of rookies is that each week you're looking for some positive signs. And, you know, I thought that Benjamin looked pretty good last week. I thought there were some positive signs there. I thought the toughest thing after watching the tape was the run game. I thought that I thought Richardson looked fine. There was nothing wrong with Trent Richardson. There was absolutely no place to go, and I thought that six-yard touchdown run was as good a run as you're going to see.
Yeah, it was, and it was a great effort, as you say, individually on his part, but he wasn't getting a lot of help in the way of holes, and in many cases, Mike, you saw he was caught behind the line of scrimmage.
The entire run game, really, it started inside out for me. I thought they had a lot of problems trying to block the two defensive tackles. Marcell Dareus, but Kyle Williams, I thought, had a great game for Buffalo. Right. And they couldn't block those two guys. And if you can't block those two guys, it makes things awfully easy for the linebackers and Moats. And you know, they really played well defensively. And when you're a rookie quarterback and there's absolutely no run game and you go three and out, I mean, it's going to be a long day. And I give Buffalo credit for taking the run game away and putting the pressure back on the quarterback.
As you mentioned, Mike, asking a lot of rookies to really carry the load, but that's what the situation this team is in with 15 of them on the 53-man roster, 11 second-year players. Just your sense, speaking as someone who's watched this game extensively as a broadcaster, played it in the NFL, what do you see as the signs of hope, say, for Browns fans who, you know, want these young people to, of course, eventually carry the load, and I think see the promise in their talent and in their ability, but what's the realistic timetable to see this all unfold?
Well, I mean, Vic, you just said it yourself. Literally half your roster is a rookie or a second-year player, and they may be talented players, but what I've seen in my years is with young players, there's a lack of consistency, and you can get away with a couple of players, you know, especially if you have veteran leadership and veterans that are, you know, that minimize the rookie role. However, what you're trying to do here is you're trying to get all these kids' experience together, and that's a hard way to go about it, and it's going to be reflected in your one-loss record. So I think the good news is that individually you're going to see some spikes, some guys getting better over time. But collectively, it's going to be very difficult to win games on any kind of consistent basis with half your roster being first and second year players.
Mike Mayock from NFL Network joining us. He will be on the call with Brad Nessler on Thursday night's game between the Browns and the Ravens in Baltimore here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike, the Browns defense, certainly some issues with the secondary, an area I know that is your right in your bailiwick. Missing Joe Hayden with that suspension, this will be his third game out for the Browns. How do you see them dealing with that and maybe the challenges of handling that? I know it was a big challenge against Cincinnati, and you saw Buffalo made its share of some plays as well.
Yeah, and you know, if you look at their team defensively a year ago, I don't think many people realize that they were number five in the league in points allowed. So, you know, teams might have gained some yards on the Cleveland Browns, but at the end of the day, Dick Duron's defense did what it was supposed to, which was not allow points. I think when you're talking about your best corner out, when you're talking about your first-round draft pick at defensive tackle a year ago and Phil Taylor being out, all of a sudden you're starting in a hole. And Sheldon Brown, as much as I like Sheldon and watched a lot of years with the Eagles, you know, his best days are behind him. You know, he's a pretty solid zone corner, but it's difficult to play much man-to-man with him. You know, and you've got Dimitri Patterson, who kicks inside in the sub package, and Buster Screen, another one of those young players who's still developing on the outside. So their defensive line plays hard and fast. They were in the sub package most of the game last week. And when you get down 14-0 and your offense is not helping you a whole lot in terms of, let alone points, they're not even eating up any snaps to give you a break. It's a tough way to play defense. I think their defense is solid. I really do.
Right, and they don't have Phil Taylor in there, and those right. those two young kids, John Hughes and Billy Winn, are doing a pretty solid job in his place. But they're probably a better D line with Phil Taylor.
There's no doubt. There's a reason Phil Taylor was drafted, and he brings additional size. You know, at 335, 340 pounds, with rare movement skills for a guy that big. So. You know, what you're doing right now is you're trying to attack with a wave of defensive linemen.
Right.
There's four defensive tackles getting a lot of time and three defensive ends that are getting a lot of time. And I like that group. They hustle and play fast, but you need Phil Taylor in there.
Mike, as we take a look at the challenge now of taking on this Ravens team, which looks awfully explosive suddenly in their passing game, Joe Flacco having a strong year. He's got some talented receivers to throw to with Torrey Smith and Jacoby Jones, all those deep threats, and not to mention Anquan Boldin and so forth, Ray Rice. How do you see the matchup unfolding? It certainly looks like a tall order for this Browns defense.
Yeah, and just for a second, before I get into that, Vic, it's kind of interesting. If you want to benchmark your rookie quarterback, Brandon Whedon, take a look at Joe Flacco and Matt Ryan, who both came out the same year, and this is year five for them. So, you know, the development of NFL starting quarterbacks are kind of interesting, and Cam Newton exploded last year, and that was great.
Right.
But I think Flacco and Matt Ryan have gotten a little better each year, and they were fortunate because they came in with teams that had great running attacks and great defenses, and it allowed them to mature in an orderly fashion. And, you know, Brandon Whedon is kind of getting thrown in there with young tailback, young receivers. I mean, it's a tough thing, but just Browns fans need to keep in mind, it takes a little while to become a really good NFL starting quarterback. And you look at Joe Flacco, it's by far the best he's played. I think he's embracing the opportunity to be a bigger part of the offense. And I think the only time they really get in trouble offensively is when they get away from Ray Rice a little bit and get too enamored of Joe Flacco. But there's no doubt that trying to game plan these guys is difficult, because I think Ray Rice is one of the best two or three wide receivers in the league. I think their passing attack has gotten a little bit better each year with the emergence of Dennis Pitta at tight end. It's added another weapon, and it's just going to be, you've got to turn the football over against these guys if you hope to beat them.
And when you look at the rest of their defense, the rest of their team, I should say, the Ravens defense being always their calling card, that defensive line with Haloti Ngata and company, it looks like they're coming up aggressively and making plays, as I guess we expect them to, but also generating some pass rush.
Yeah, I think they're still missing Suggs. You know, they gave up a lot of points in New England and Philadelphia, who are obviously two of the most explosive offenses in the league. But you're not really used to seeing these guys give up 30 points. That just hasn't happened in the past. So I think they're missing Suggs, and they're trying to make up for his loss with a wave of players like Kruger and McPhee and Upshaw. But when you lose a defensive player of the year type player, I don't care who you are, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
but, you know, they're still a solid defense.
Yeah, I mean, I saw LeSean McCoy have a pretty good day. He runs well against a lot of teams. That may maybe be an opportunity. Trent Richardson might be able to have some success running the ball.
you know, Cleveland's run game and Philly's run game is a little different.
Yeah.
Both philosophically and the way they approach things. You know, Philly's a pass-first team, and LeSean McCoy's a space guy. Mm-hmm. And I think Trent Richardson's more of a power guy that also has great speed. I didn't think your offensive line did a great job in the run game last week, so it would make me nervous coming into the front seven of Baltimore.
Okay, yeah, your hesitation on that answer kind of told me everything I needed to know. All right. Hey, Mike, we appreciate you taking the time to join us and break this thing down, and we look forward to seeing you Thursday night.
Anytime, Vic. Good talking to you, man.
All right. He is Mike Mayock from NFL Network. He will be on the call with Brad Nessler for NFL Network's coverage of Thursday night's game between the Browns and Ravens in Baltimore. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.